Approval of the minutes, February 28th. Motion?
I'll move it.
Second, any additions, deletions, corrections, if everybody's had a chance to read them? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, I'll pass them along. Just to help some folks out that came in, I'll take a couple out of order. So I'll do 147, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $50,000 by the county, legal services of the Hudson Valley Department of Probation. Move it, please.
Move it.
Second. Any questions? We do have someone from the Department of Probation here. If there are none.
She has stuff.
Oh, you have stuff?
I'm just here if you want any.
Okay, if there's none. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Closed? Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Melanie.
And since we have.
Melanie.
I'm going to do 168 also, so Steve doesn't have to hang out. Amending a capital project, 483 Fire Training Center. So, second?
Second.
Just quickly, Steve, just.
Yeah, the amount of money that they put in the capital project was lower than when the bids came back. We put it out, we got 5 bids back, and it started from, I think it ranged from 188 to 597. As far as the work, so we took the email was higher than what we put in capital.
So it's just an increase, then?
It's just an increase.
Okay. Any other questions?
Can I just say, it's a stupid question I called to ask you before, so I wouldn't say it out loud, but where the one whereas on the first page, is that supposed to say 2016? Because it says pursuant to resolution number 379, established capital project number 483.
Of August 2000.
We probably created the capital project in August. Yeah,
yeah, but it's 2017.
But it says in here 2000. I just was asking. It's not a big deal.
Should say.
Yeah, because oh, yeah, August 2017 hasn't happened yet.
Right.
Yep. Okay, so we'll say. Should be 16?
I move we amend that to read 2016.
Okay.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, then again on the resolution. All in favor? As amended?
How's the project going, Steve? I mean, I know this is the very beginning, but I know the committee's been meeting and things are going well.
The committee has been meeting, it's going well. This is, of course, a big step for the environmental review.
Yep.
So it's a lot of doing kind of this.
Okay.
Overall,
we did 138, we're on 147.
All right, thanks.
Okay, all right. All in favor, then, as amended?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. Okay, Steve, thank you very much.
Thank you.
95, setting a public hearing for proposed law number 1 of 2017, prohibiting the possession, distribution, use of tobacco products by a minor in Ulster County.
I'll move it.
Second?
I'll second it.
Mr. Chairman, what's your desire? It's your baby.
Well, I'd like us to approve it so we can move it to the public hearing.
There you go. That's all. I just figured it out. Didn't know if you were ready to move it.
Yeah. Any additional discussion? Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Okay. 138. Creating a policy to maintain a safe, inclusive government, ensure the protection, order, conduct, safety, health, and well-being of all persons in Ulster County. Move.
Mr. Chairman, I move to postpone 138, but I'd like to speak on it.
Okay. Second, then?
Second to postpone?
Why are we postponing it?
Well, because the point was actually to introduce it, to actually have it for discussion for next month at committee. I wanted people to actually know that it was out there, read it, digest it, understand it, and then be able to talk about it.
Flavor of the...
You okay with that?
I'll second it to postpone it.
All right.
Okay. All right. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay. I'm opposed to postponing it.
Okay. That's that. We just got to... Okay. 170, appointing member to fill the vacancy of Ulster County Fire Advisory Board. Move it, please.
Move second.
Discussion, it's Peter Cantberry, Carberry of Bearsville, New York. All in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Okay. Appointing a member to fill the vacancy of Ulster County Fire Advisory Board. Move it, please.
Move.
Second.
Second.
This is David Weeks of New Paltz. Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. Authorizing the chairman of Ellis County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the County of Oneida for boarding inmates, New York Psych Center.
Move for discussion.
Okay, second?
Second okay. for discussion.
Okay, I believe this is a yearly.
I just have one question.
Oh, she's full of one question today. What's up?
I was slow at work today, so I really got to read it. I divided the $185 into the 29,700 doesn't even divide even, so I just wanted to understand that better. So there's like a half an inmate somewhere.
Oh,
I just wanted to bring it to somebody's attention.
Sheriff?
It's used, Paul, it's for the Oneida for the Psych Center.
It says 185 a person. And the bottom amount is 29,700, and I divided the two, and it's not even a round number. It's like
I know I brought some figures for the last 7 years.
They'd probably put it in the middle somewhere.
The last 7 years, we spent $140,000, but for the last 2 years, we didn't spend any. So it evens out to about 20-something.
Okay. So it wasn't the fact of...
Yep. And it's a contract only if we do need to send somebody to
New York. And we're not paying for doctors or anything. Well, we're paying. We're reimbursing Oneida County Sheriff for Secure.
If you use it.
Yeah. Right. And we haven't the last 2 years.
Okay. All right. Other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay. 173, amending 2017 county budget, approving unexpended funds, New York State Homeland Security, Emergency Services, Law Enforcement, Terrorism Prevention Program.
Move it.
Second.
Second.
Steve, this is your money or Paul, your money?
Pretty much the both.
Okay. Okay. Yes, Hector.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Sheriff, can you explain to me, because it looks like in both 173, 174, it's the same dollar amount, and what are we getting?
We actually are holding that money over. Steve is waiting for a grant to upgrade the communications. And that's where this money is going to go also into his grant.
So
unexpended money. It's money
to no, I can gather some of that part of from the resolution, but just all right, so is this part of Steve there he is. Sorry. is this part of your all the larger upgrades that are coming down the pike for
it absolutely is. Yeah. I have coverage issues in town of Sorbonne, in the West Sorbonne area. I have coverage issues down in Marlboro and then surrounding throughout the county, but all of those funds are going to be directed towards those issues.
Okay. To help out Saugerties and Marlboro, I can understand that.
Yeah. It's Geraldine's area, isn't it?
Yes. Okay. I just certainly hope that this body doesn't do anything to jeopardize this important federal funding.
Thank you. Wiseness. Any other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. And then 174 is amending budget, a similar thing. Move it, please.
Move it.
Second?
Second.
Okay. Other discussion? If not, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Okay. You also have, as part of your packets, the sheriff's update on board-ins and so on and so forth. Yes, Mr. Rodriguez.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chair. So, Sheriff... Sorry about that. So, Sheriff, you know, just I guess per our usual discussions about the jail. I mean, how is? I hate. There's a very unscientific thing I'm about to go ask you. I mean, what? No, but just being blunt about it. What's the feel about where we're going to be in terms of the target? I know last year
we hope we make the target, but we're also knowing we're going to make over our target on the telephone revenue. We now have tablets in the facility that we give to the inmates. The inmates are able to use those tablets to talk, so you can actually have inmates talking on the phone at the station and other inmates talking on the phone in their tablets. So where we lose it on the board-in revenue, we're more than likely going to make it up on the telephone revenue.
All right, and
we hope to meet our projections.
Okay. So just to make sure I'm just reading it right, so we've got, are we at 278 plus 5, is that right?
I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me.
Okay.
Yes.
The,
we right have 278, we have 5 board-ins.
We have 5 board-ins, right? Just to make sure I'm just reading it right. What's the overall capacity? I keep on forgetting. What's the overall capacity of the jail?
It's average daily board-ins.
I think it's 420. Right.
The one to the left is the average daily Ulster County inmates.
Yep.
The middle one is the board-in.
Yep.
And then the other one is the total daily average.
Okay, so
if we were to jam everybody in there and still leave open space for new inmates coming in, we could get 490.
Okay, but your baseline, though, without getting to that level of jamming it in is, what, 420? Is that right? Or
No, we could go higher than that because we added other bunks. Right. You know, over the years, you were here.
Yeah, no, but...
We added other bunks.
We added bunks since the jail was on
full. Planning for what the county had said was going to be a big headcount that never turned out.
Yeah.
But we're ready.
So we're at 283 of 490. Got it.
Yeah, we got plenty of room.
But also,
That's a joke.
Let's hope not.
We had that discussion.
But one of the things.
Hold on.
With the old jail.
Yeah.
If I could.
Yeah.
One of the things to keep in mind, I think, Paul, I don't want to step on your toes or anything, but one of the things to keep in mind is that of that, part of it is the youth pod and part of it is the female area, right?
Yeah, we segregate youth from adults.
Yeah,
for sure, females.
Right, but my point is that it's not like we could just put in 490 male inmates because we need to keep room for females and
And that was
our classification officer tells us every day who we can take in.
Yeah,
that wasn't the point of that.
All right,
I don't. Sorry, right. Making
okay.
it clear.
All right. Other discussion before we go to the table.
No, Mr. Chair.
Oh, okay. Is there any old business by anyone? New business?
Okay.
Motion to adjourn then? Yes, I'm sorry.
Just
Paul.
One thing, if there's any questions at all about what we're doing, about anything up there, get a hold of me before the meeting so I can come prepared.
Well,
Okay. All right.
Don't start.
Wait, yes.
Sheriff, so clearly at some point I wanted to hold off on any movement on 183. So one thing that we will probably 138. Sorry, I mean a little dyslexia all of a sudden. 138 is to go and have that discussion with you. So I'll not only be calling you, but that's why I didn't want to move on anything. Okay.
I'm there.
Very good. Very good. Thank you.
All right. So, motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Anybody opposed? We throw something at. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Thank you, everybody. Be careful out there.